Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Minicamp starting today for the Browns. Is it a big deal? Yes. Yes, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
If you're going to bring everybody together, and practice is supposed to start at 11:30, and we're hoping to hear from the guys in the 1 o'clock hour. Fearless Leader and I had this conversation before the show.
And that was?
If you get three practices, and they're only going to be three, and it's mandatory,
yeah,
and you're bringing them all in, and you're setting the tone for training camp coming up eventually.
Set the tone!
Wouldn't you think you'd keep them on the field for like two and a half hours?
I don't know what the CBA rules are on that.
I don't either. But wouldn't you... wouldn't you try and get the most you could? Or maybe it's just to install whatever. Whatever, they're on the field today. It's mandatory. Everybody's expected to be there. And we'll be all over it for you. 1 o'clock hour when the Browns speak. You'll hear them right here. What are you looking for? Mandatory minicamp, Andy. Mandatory minicamp. Maybe more so than you or me or Dan. What do you think the coaches are looking for?
A way to categorize things to make them more organized when they get to actual training camp. How's that sound? So that they can have a feel for letting guys know, this is where you sit, and when we come back for regular camp, this is what you need to work on to move your way up the depth chart. I really think that's where you are. The veterans, obviously, I don't think it's that big of a deal. But for younger guys or guys fighting for a position, like the running backs, the wide receivers, I mean, they're all kind of jockeying for position right now. You know, it's like a good horse race, I think. When you talk about the quarterbacks, they're all coming down the back stretch, and you're going to try to figure out what place are you, win, place, show, or fourth. Right? It's really where we're going to end up on this thing. So I kind of like the battles because I think it makes camp fun. But by the same token, if you have to have battles, then you have uncertainty, and that's not good. It's just not good. It's not good for the regular season. Championship teams don't have uncertainty. If they do, it's at one or two positions, not multiple.
In the NFL, correct me if you guys disagree, I think you kind of have what you have here. In other words, you're going to get into minicamp. If say, Jim Schwartz looks at his defense, and you know he's already in his mind been slotting guys where I think they're going to be. You know, do we have enough on the defensive line? Do we have enough at linebacker? How are our corners? Do we have safeties? If they get through this minicamp and he thinks, you know what, we need something, I wonder, you know, how could the Browns maybe acquire something? Because most of the acquisitions are going to be already in place before the start of training camp. And I think they're going to be in place already now. And on the offensive side of the ball, I would think that they're severely looking at, do we have enough skill position talent on this team to support whoever it is at quarterback? We all know the quarterback thing is, you know, front and center. That's the big deal. But if I'm Kevin Stefanski, if I'm Tommy Rees, I am looking at my wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at my tight ends. You know, we just drafted a 20-year-old kid from Bowling Green, right? Canton McKinley, Harold Fannin. Great. Is he ready to go? If he's not ready to go, are we ready to go at tight end while he comes along? Are our two young rookie running backs ready to contribute? If not, is Pierre Strong ready to, you know, give him the ball? Certainly Jerome Ford's going to be in the mix. And I would think that they have to really look at the skill position talent. And then after that, there are still some remaining free agents. We've talked about those guys at wide receiver. Deontay Johnson's supposed to be there, correct? You just signed Deontay Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
You're slotting him in as your number two or three receiver. If he shows up and looks like a dog, and I don't mean the kind of dog that, you know, you're barking about.
You mean bow, wow, wow, yippee, oh, yippee?
I'm talking about, boy, this guy, I can see why Baltimore and Houston got rid of him. If he's that guy and not the guy who looked good for a while in Pittsburgh, then I would think that, okay, Andrew, here's what we need. And I would think that that's one of the critical things that the coaching staff has to do here during mandatory minicamp. Do we have enough? And if not, these are the holes that need to be filled.
I know this is I know this is not sexy. I know this is not.
I'm not looking for sexy, Andy.
Well, it's
I see you every day. I see drop dead sexy every day. I don't need more.
Thank you. Thank you. Studio audience, you're outstanding. I want to thank all of you. One of the most important things that you get, I think, out of these mini camps and the OTAs, and also, and I know we probably don't think about it very much because it only happens 7 to 10 times a game, but I do think that if you're Bubba Petrone, these are huge practices because you've got to get players geared up to play special teams, especially guys that probably haven't done it since high school. Like Harold Fannin at Bowling Green, I don't know that he played a ton of special teams, but I got to imagine the last year or two, he probably hasn't played a whole lot of special teams when he gets it. Do you think Dylan Sampson or Quinshon Judkins have seen special teams in a while?
I'll bet you Quinshon Judkins does not see special teams in the NFL. He was your second round draft choice.
I'm just saying.
Dylan Sampson might.
You know, Jerome Ford did. He played special teams.
Yeah, well, he was a fifth-round pick trying to earn a roster spot.
He's also maybe your – I don't know where you want
to – He might be your kick returner this year.
That's true.
Although you signed guys for that. But
I mean, there are plenty of guys on this team that probably haven't played special teams in forever and will be asked to do that. And I do think that – again, probably spend 40 seconds on this talking about it over the next year. But we don't. But I do think that's one of the important things about these camps is – getting guys to be able to play special teams, make good plays on special teams, because we know how much they can hurt you if you don't make good plays on these, and having guys rewire their brain to remember how to play special teams if they've been a superstar at the college level.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You love the special teams, don't you?
They're an important part of the game. I just don't think we talk about it enough. And we're always there to cheer for a great game-winning field goal and a great run back on a kickoff, but we're always there to blast those guys when they make mistakes on special teams. And you're asking guys to come in cold to play. I mean, you know, on an onside kick, which we don't have to declare now, or we do have to.
I do declare.
We are going to onside kick. But you're asking those guys to come in cold and be ready to feel the kick. These are important parts of it. Again, we don't spend a lot of time talking about it, but this is where it all is born.
I'm not going to poo-poo what you said.
I don't care if you do or don't. I know it's important, and that's all that matters.
Forgive me. I was going to give you a little credit.
Oh, I thought you were going to crush me. Go ahead.
Why would I crush you?
Because you're good at that.
You're drop-dead sexy.
Like I said.
I have always just thought, I need offensive players. I need defensive players. They'll figure out who's going to play on special teams. You don't really have a choice. You're going to sign.
You don't, but
you're going to sign several guys to be specifically special teams guys. That's not my big concern as we go into mandatory.
It's not the special guy. It's not. It's the guys that you draft. Maybe after the third round, I'll give it to you there if you want to say that. Maybe after the second round, that end up making gigantic mistakes on special teams and cost you games.
Okay, okay.
Those 7 to 10 plays are gigantic.
I'm more concerned with who's catching touchdown passes.
Yeah, how about you catch your 6 and then they come down, they kick the extra point, and you lose 7-6. How much time do you, how many games do you think special teams have affected us over the last couple of years?
Okay. Mr. Long Snapper.
This isn't about long snapping. This is about, again, asking.
Yes, it is, because if the long snap isn't on target, then you're going to miss that extra point, Andy.
Fair enough. I believe in our long snapper, so I don't have a problem with it. I want to see, man, I'd love to see Luke Floria get a shot here. I'd love to see that. What a great story that would be. Hometown kid, Kent Stater.
Menner.
Come on,
well,
man.
By God, they brought in a lot of free agent wide receivers who were nondescript. Hopefully some of them become script.
I'm okay with it. I'm telling you, I'm rooting for that kid. How can you not?
You know.
Yes.
Kevin Stefanski's already mentioned. We brought in a guy in Minnesota who was an undrafted free agent at wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
How'd Adam Thielen work out?
Mm.
I'm setting the bar pretty high.
Isn't Blake Whitehart that guy for him here, though, the tight end? One of those guys that... Gritty guy that played for him somewhere along the line.
Great.
They brought him back.
Great. Hope so. Roman is in Canton. Hello, Roman.
Roman!
By the way, Roman,
hi, fellas.
My kid and I got into a big debate yesterday. I said, because he was heading to Canton for the evening, and I said, on your way to Canton? And he said, Dad, it's Canton. And I said, come on, dude, pronounce the T. It's right there. I pronounce words for a living. But I know in Stark County... People just say Canton.
It's Canton. Yeah, it's Canton. You know, it's like a, it's not necessarily a silent T. I call it a soft T. It's Canton, you know? It's not Canton.
It's not Canton. It's not Canton, but it's Canton.
It's not
Canton.
How about Canton?
Canton. Yeah, you're Canton. Saying it, right? Are we Canton. Saying the same thing?
I think it's important to pronounce it the right way.
Oh, here we go again.
It is
he's on me about special teams, and now here we go about the silent.
Here we go.
The missing T.
Go ahead, Roman.
English
go
language.
Ahead, buddy. Sorry.
No, I didn't listen to the show yesterday. I don't know what you guys talked about with Chubb and everything, or how you guys felt about it. You know, everybody, from what I understand, everybody's saying it was a business decision, this, that, and the other. But from seeing what Houston signed him for, and seeing what we signed Jerome Ford for. I don't know. I think it's a bad business decision from my point of view. All right, what do you guys think? Was that the general consensus? Are you guys kind of over it? What do you guys?
I think you know we talked about Terry Francona at the beginning of the show. It's kind of similar to that too. Great guy,
thank
love
you,
him.
Roman.
Want him to be a part of the organization. Wish you could be with him forever, but it just at some point you've got to turn the page and understand what the business is all about. I'm bummed he's not back. Bummed. But I understand it. I get it.
I hate to think this. Part of me thinks the Browns are aware that he is not anywhere near the same player that he used to be. That the second knee injury really has been very detrimental. I don't know that for a fact. I can only think that. But I also think you can't bank on Nick being the same player that he was. And it wouldn't be fair to him. I hope he is. I really do. I hope he is. I don't have any problem at all with the Browns drafting a guy that they think can be their next Nick Chubb and Quinshon Judkins, and maybe getting a guy that they think can really play in Dylan Sampson. We'll see. You know, it might be a situation where they get into it and think, all right, we're going to give Jerome Ford a lot of carries because these two guys, they're not doing it. But I wish Nick nothing but the best. Mary Kay Cabot, Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.